The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Hop Culture. We're the Hopkins sisters, Claire, Grace, Anne, and Tess. Four sisters living in different time zones, recapping our lives, giving each other unsolicited advice, and hopefully giving you a laugh in the process. Who knows? If you stick around, we might even touch on something substantial along the way.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
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 Thanks so much for tuning in to episode 95 of Hop Culture. So we are officially in the Christmas season now that Thanksgiving is here. I feel like that's the official opener of the Christmas season. So today we are doing Love It or Lose It Christmas edition. So Love It or Lose It is a recurring series that we do here on the pod. It's quite simple. We just pick a category and then we talk about different elements within the category and vote whether we love it or if we would lose it. So obviously we adore the Christmas season. We love, you know, the spirit of Christmas, the story of Christmas, all of the serious things about Christmas. This is the random parts that maybe we might have some strong opinions about. I have a feeling that Grace is going to be bringing the spicy takes.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's always me.
Well, just based Rude. On the traditions episode and some of the dirty laundry that was aired on your true feelings about, you know, family gatherings. So I'm just buckling in. Anne's going to have a twinkle in her eye, as she always does this time of year. So let's just dive right in. So our first topic, love it or lose it, going to see Santa. You can think as a parent now, if you're a parent. You can think as a child. You can think as a Cabela's customer who is at the Cabela's during the holiday season when Santa's there.
I'm going to say love it. I can't really remember going to see Santa as a child, which makes me think maybe I'm blocking out those memories. So maybe I didn't like it. But I don't know. I think it's fun to see. I think it's fun to take your kids or, you know, your nieces as it may be.
Is sometimes. It? Is it something that you feel like you have to do every Christmas season?
No.
Every Christmas season would be a lot, wouldn't it?
Oh, there's families who absolutely have to go see Santa every Christmas season. I can promise
Which
you.
I think adds a lot of pressure to it because, you know, it's like if one of your kids just like isn't having it, it's not a good day, but it's the only day you can take them, then like that's really stressful. So I think my outlook on it is like, it's a fun thing to do if you have time, if your kid's in a good mood, and it's fun. I don't know. I'm like, now I have like a couple pictures of Hazel with Santa, and I think it'd be fun to like have a few of those pictures out, you know, as mm-hmm. the years go by. It'd be a fun little Christmas display, but it doesn't have to be something where like every year I have to get a picture, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Mom might dispute us on this. I think we went a few times when, like, Grace and I were little. Like, I have some early childhood photos with Santa. And it's, like, a nice, like, fancy Santa. And Grace and I are, like, dressed in, like, nice Christmas dresses. Mm-hmm. And then I don't remember ever going to see – granted, I was getting older. But maybe it just kind of got dropped from the itinerary for a decade or two. Because I don't remember it being, like, a regular thing.
I feel
thing.
Like we took Tess –
Yeah, I think Tess
yeah,
went.
Yeah, I think I went. Like,
can you imagine Anne even agreeing to sit on Santa's
lap? I think it was more of like Mom was protecting Anne probably for those years. And like, yeah, exactly.
You have to know your children.
Yeah, I think that Santa, I like the concept of it. I think you got to have some pictures with Santa. Like, that's mm-hmm. a classic mm-hmm. Christmas type of photo throughout the ages, really. I mean, of course, I don't enjoy it now.
You went that one time with us to Cabela's, didn't you?
Yeah, but do you remember how mad you were that people weren't more excited?
I don't think I remember.
I was feeling so defensive.
It wasn't Ella's first Christmas. I don't know that it was even Penny's Christmas.
I was thinking of Christmas 2020 when we were in Utah for Tessa's wedding. Oh, no, you're right. That was like Christmas.
That one was fun.
2017 or something, that there was like hurt feelings. Yeah, I forgot about that. I thought that like, oh, my kids are like the first grandchildren. It's going to be a thing where like the aunts are all like excited about their milestones and like so excited to spend the holidays with their nieces. And like it was anything but.
Was that Bass Pro? Wasn't that Bass Pro
show? Yeah, it was Bass Pro, the best Santa in town.
I will say that as like an adult with no children, I love it only for the trauma. I don't want to see pictures of people's children like happily sitting on Santa's lap. But if you have a picture of your child like screaming, is it Penny that has like that?
It's all three.
Oh.
Normally, I feel bad like laughing at my kids' sadness, you know, but for some reason, Santa, it's like, it's just the one time of year where.
And well, it's like Santa's about to give them a lot of presents.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
They're going to be getting like,
they'll be always okay. Act like they want to go see mm-hmm. Santa.
Exactly.
Until they get, you know, very close.
Yeah.
And then they kind of freak out. But you're like, you wanted to do this. So I feel like it's a little bit deserved.
I do feel like it's one of those things I have to do every year. And so I always appreciate if you're just like at a random Christmas outing and there happens to be Santa. I'm like, okay, great. We can check this off the list. Like one less thing I have to fit in. We don't do the fancy like breakfast with Santa or like, you know, the Polar Express or Santa's workshop at the farm or like anything like that. We're like, we are Cabela's Santa people through and through. It's the best Santa around. It's free. You get a commemorative photo. You get some kind of, I think you get a candy cane. You get to go look at the fish in the tanks at Cabela's. It's like it's a whole evening, you know, if you want to make it that. So that would be my recommendation. I would say, tentatively love it, but it is a bit obligatory for me.
Okay. Our next one is caroling.
Does anyone here enjoy caroling?
Are we talking about receiving carolers or are we talking about going?
Which one do you want to talk about first?
I want nothing to do with either one.
Same. I'm nervous because I have a reputation now.
We love your reputation.
I'm just going to say lose it.
Which one is worse? Being receiving. The carolee or the caroler?
The carolee. I have not gone caroling in a long time. I don't really enjoy it. But at least you're not knowing where to look. Well, mm-hmm. actually,
mm-hmm. Nah, it's another situation. Yeah.
Nope.
You can kind of fade into the background, though. You can fade into the dark.
Yeah.
But the spotlight is on you if you're being caroled, too.
That's very true.
Yeah. Being the carolee is much, much worse.
So. Just don't open your door in December.
Yeah, seriously. I remember as a kid, like, mom being like, answering the door and then being, oh, girls, it's carolers. And we were like hiding, like, oh, you're like, so we're not coming out. And like,
she would be so mad because then she'd be like the only one.
Yeah. Because we had sort of our designated hiding spots when someone would come over. So
yeah.
It's like, once you're hiding, it's pretty hard to come out when you're caroling.
I'm pretty sure the pantry was the main one, and you couldn't come out mm-hmm. without being seen. Like,
yeah, we had all been trapped in the pantry a number of times for like way too long.
Yeah.
Oh man, I used to find it extremely uncomfortable as a teenager, but I've come around in a big way as an adult, and I like look forward to it every year. I love caroling, and I don't think I've been caroled too many times, but I would welcome it if someone did. So, yeah, my kids love it. And I think just their purity has, like, rubbed off on me. And I married someone who's, like deeply pro-caroling. So I sort of just had to adapt. I feel like Luke would be way into caroling,
too. I know. I probably married someone who's pro-caroling. Mm-hmm. We've never discussed it, actually.
Oh, but talk to him about it. Because I'm sure Dave has all kinds of, like, warm, fuzzy caroling stories from, like, his childhood and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure Luke would be into it. I think that we should have, like, a rule, like, on Halloween, but just through the whole month of December, where if your porch light is off, no one's invited. Mm-hmm. You're not receiving carolers at this time.
Yeah.
It's an easy signal.
Okay, next one is the various scents of the Christmas season.
The best are pine and orange. I think the worst is an overpowering, like, fake cinnamon smell.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. The cinnamon is so tricky because I love it in, like, I love authentic cinnamon, like, smells, like when you're baking mm-hmm. or, like, boiling, like, a cinnamon stick or something. But in a candle or, like, a hand soap or something, it can smell intensely like public bathroom air freshener. And
I like that fake intense cinnamon smell.
I like to walk into Hobby Lobby and be, like, overpowered by fake cinnamon
smell. Or, like, when you go into the grocery store and they have a bunch of those cinnamon, like, brooms, because mm-hmm. like one of those cinnamon brooms on its own is a nice smell, but the grocery store with all of them together is like a lot. And so I love much. That
but that's aren't those smells. Isn't that real cinnamon on those brooms and like on the pine cones or not? Maybe I'm just dumb.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you would probably categorize it as like I can't think of what fake cinnamon you would be thinking of.
Well, like that, smelled a candle the other day, and I was just like, oh, that smells like a Joann Fabrics bathroom. You know, it was just like, it was just like that hand soapy kind of cinnamony. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. You'll know when you smell it. So I think when done wrong, it can go sideways quick. But yeah, I agree. I love walking. I agree. The entryway, the Arctic entry of any grocery store during the holidays. I love that smell. Grace, didn't mm-hmm. we have some of those pine cones in our college car for like 18 months once, like in the trunk? And like the whole car just smelled.
Knowing our track record of the car, yes.
I'm pretty sure. On a hot summer day, that's not really a scent you want in your car, but in the cold months, it was special.
Speaking of the scents of Christmas, do you guys remember that like scratch and sniff book that we had?
I do. Mm-hmm.
It cycled through all of us, so by the time it got to me, none of the scents were still around, except a vague like pine scent on every page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I would just rate like the imaginary scents that I like created in my head as the best.
Yeah, the smell of like just that paper.
Yeah, yeah. I have a candle that smells just like it, and it's I only burn it in like small portions because I'm trying to.
How do you have a candle that could smell like that?
Please send me whatever candle that is.
I got it last year at Target, so hopefully they have it again.
Is it a balsam one? Because I just smelled a balsam candle at Target the other day that was
it
so
might
good.
Be and it's also like orange. It might be balsam orange.
Ooh,
that or something
sounds good. Ooh. Yeah, I agree. I love any kind of like woodsy smell. Mm-hmm. And I mean peppermint. You gotta love peppermint. Mm-hmm. It's so invigorating.
Christmas has my favorite scents and flavors.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree.
Oh, I have a good one. Advent calendars.
I mean, what's not to love on this one?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Love, love, love.
I will buy anything in advent calendar form. Like, I see all those, like, Sephora advent calendars, and I'm like, should I spend $100 on some small products that I would never buy?
Mm-hmm.
alone? Yeah, I think I should.
But and didn't then, people get burned by those? I remember seeing like TikToks last year of like the Chanel advent calendar or like these
the Chanel
crazy
one
high-end ones.
Went really awry. Yeah. I wouldn't buy I wouldn't ever spend that much on one, but I did, I have to confess, I got the cheese advent calendar from Costco. I just couldn't resist it.
I saw a video of that. It looked so good.
I really should not have spent that much money on cheese.
How much was it? You have to tell us.
I think it was like $50.
Sounds really
It's not
fun.
Too bad.
That's worth it.
For 12 little cheeses.
Oh, it was 12?
I thought it was
yeah,
it was
12.
Kind of, thought it was the whole
not
month.
A full
That's
25.
That's not an advent calendar. That's a 12 days of Christmas. Those are two totally separate things.
There's, I mean, all the advent calendars out there are pretty much 12 days of Christmas. The marketing, you know, the marketing ones. But yeah,
was the cheese one good?
It was good. The cheese hit the spot. I would say there wasn't quite enough variety. There were a lot of cheddars, a lot of goudas, but it was still really good.
I like them. I do feel like they can get, I mean, I love them, but they can get a little chaotic with kids when you have like multiple going on. Some are like candy where they each have their own. Some are like, we only have one of like the Lego one, or, you know, we open a book each night, or like it can get to the point where like the bedtime routine has an extra 45 minutes because we're like cycling through like the 6 advent calendars that we have going on. So it's fun, but I'm always like okay with them being over by the time Christmas comes around. But yeah, they're loads of fun. And I enjoy browsing like all of the fun. I don't feel like that was a thing when we were growing up. It was pretty much just like chocolate, you know. But now it's like you go in anywhere and it's like Princess Disney books advent calendar.
Yeah.
Candle advent calendar, alcohol advent calendars. Like everywhere you look, there's like different ones. And I'm like, I didn't realize this was like
pet ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Pet ones.
So many pet advent calendars. Yeah.
I'm not giving my dog a treat every day.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like setting him up for poor health outcomes. So,
Especially in the winter months.
Yeah. You're crazy. okay. So here's one that will be a little controversial. Opening presents one at a time on Christmas morning versus now our family, I'm just going to take it off the table. We're not a dive in and just rip everything open family. We never will be. We never have been. It's just not us.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Do we open them one at a time, or what we kind of do is like rounds where it's like everyone open their presents, you know, their sibling exchange present. Now everyone open, you know, their gift from their spouse, or like we kind of do like categories like that. Do you guys like that? Or do you like literally just one person at a time picks a present and like goes and everyone watches?
Well, our family does it one way.
Okay,
so
sorry. I'm trying to stretch it out.
I always thought I would like to do it as slow as possible. So, except if like everyone's getting the same thing from one person, you know, sometimes that happens. But
yeah,
I would like to watch each person open their present.
I wouldn't mind that, but like I was talking to someone one time. He said his family goes around one at a time opening a present, but they don't necessarily have equal numbers of presents. So it's sort of like at a certain point, like first the mom would run out of presents because no one got her as many presents because she was buying presents for other people. And so then the mom just sits out, and then maybe the dad sits out, and then it becomes glaringly obvious who gets the most and who gets the least. And like, I'm like, that seems
That's a that recipe seems awful. For drama.
Yeah. Yeah. That is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think if your family is, like, smaller than just everyone opening, like, one at a time, you know, makes a little bit more sense. But the last couple Christmases, we've kind of all been together, and so that I feel like that would just take
forever. A large extended family, yeah, I agree. It's a little ridiculous to expect everyone to just, like, sit one at a time when there's, like, 15 people there. But what do you guys think about people opening one on Christmas Eve? Because I know some families do that.
I don't have strong feelings, except I feel like it would be mayhem if you got to pick it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. That would just, like, and I know that some people do that, and it seems like you could get your biggest present.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That would just be if you're weird. A kid, you probably would pick your biggest present, and that would be strange.
Yeah. We're too controlling for that. I mm-hmm. love getting pajamas on Christmas Eve. I look forward mm-hmm. to that year round. Mm-hmm. That's super fun. Or are we supposed to act like that's a surprise?
Yeah, that's another family tradition is every year we're like, especially when we're little, like, excited for the Christmas pajamas. And then mom would be like, well, you don't know you're getting them this year. And then we would act.
I know.
Was that so that we wouldn't act year. Entitled?
Yeah, or I think just... it was so we wouldn't
yeah, act Yeah, I think entitled. It was to not act oh, entitled. Okay. I know. Looking back on it, because as a child, I was genuinely confused by that. Like,
yeah.
We get them every year.
How dumb do you think I am?
But I think it was more of a... Yeah, I feel like I probably... I do stuff like that to my kids, too, all the time. Oh, and then, like, yeah, just confuse everybody. Yeah, the one on Christmas Eve, we just don't... We're pretty sparing with the presents. Like, we don't go crazy. So I'm like, yeah, like, I'm not going to let them pick one of the presents and then ruin the fun, but...
Are we doing the exact thing that we said we don't like, where people explain their traditions?
We totally are. And we're like, you know, if you do it that way, I'm sure it's fun. But I would just mm-hmm. never ever do that because it's bad.
That's not what I would do.
It's just wrong. There's something wrong about it.
We're obviously kidding.
Okay, let's move it along to white elephant parties. Lose. I'm excited to hear people's opinions on this one.
It's a total lose. The biggest lose there could be. But I also love them.
Yeah. I wish I could just be a fly on the wall at this.
Yes.
Them. I don't want to participate.
They're That's embarrassing when you don't know the... Like, sometimes it's a big group and you don't know everyone really well. And then mm-hmm. I feel like I get embarrassed at those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being the center of attention, like everyone looking, everyone reacting when I open. It just is too much.
Mm-hmm. Someone brings a really good gift that everyone fights over. And mm-hmm. inevitably, everyone's like trying to get rid of your lame gift mm-hmm. because they want the really good one.
Mm-hmm.
And or then someone brought else. A really funny one.
Yeah.
And yours just can never measure up.
And sometimes, like, someone brings, like, a really sad one, and then they're sort of the, like, you don't want them to... Like, I feel like someone always feels bad.
Yes, that's so true.
And so then, like, I try to, like, act like I'm happy with what I got, even when I got, like, the good thing stolen.
Yeah.
So true.
But, like, other people aren't. Other people are being, like, really rude about it, and it's like, this is so mean.
Yeah.
I know. It's so
I just
true.
Don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair that you could bring something that you genuinely really like and you walk away with, like, I don't know, a slingshot or something. It's just like, it's mm-hmm. too, I don't like it. I don't like anything about it. Mm-hmm. I think that favorite things parties are the better alternative to a white elephant.
Yeah, I've never been invited to a favorite things party, but you have, and I was so jealous.
Yeah, Anne's the only
and
one.
I was going to say, that sounds like a way better
idea. I've been to two.
I mean,
two.
It's not as competitive, but.
I've been to two, and I much prefer them.
I'm still afraid people would not like my favorite thing, and I would read disappointment across their face, you know, when they're like, oh, I wish risk. I would have gotten the other thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're tricky. I'm like Grace, where I don't enjoy being like the center of attention at them, but I'm always excited to go to them. And it's where I still don't think I'm an Enneagram 3, but if I were, that's where the Enneagram 3 would really come out, because I would be like, okay, I will bring the best gift and everyone will love it. And ultimately, I never do. Usually if it's Dave and I going, I'll be like, one of us brings something funny, one of us brings something good. It's never the funniest. It's never the best. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm always like excited about them. I feel like they're a classic part of the Christmas season.
They're classic. I have the most fun at them when they're like a group of people I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. To then be completely fun. Honest, I think the only white elephants I've been to have been because I just don't feel like
I think they've faded out of fashion in college a little bit.
Really. Yeah. But I did go to a few in like as a youth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our ward growing up always did one. I forgot about that.
Those are a huge lose.
Oh, I was actually going to say, I thought those were the most fun. I loved those.
I left so mad.
That was the highlight of my year.
Those are fun. But teenagers are so bad at being nice about something they don't want.
Yeah, exactly. They're just mean.
Awkward.
And there's always like a huge range of like good gifts to bad gifts. Mm-hmm. There's always like a bag of cans of soda or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I would step right up for that.
Emotions are high at teen ones because, like, as an adult, if I walk away with like a $5 to $10 thing that I don't want,
yeah,
I can get over.
It's not
that.
The end of
I
the
can
world.
Get over that pretty quick. You know, I could just go out and buy the best $5 to $10 present if I really wanted it that much, but teenagers can't.
Yeah.
Especially a young tween. So
I'm practical at a white elephant. That's my approach. I'm like, I'm not going to try to steal like the Chili's gift card or something that like everybody's, you know, it's going to get locked. I am like, what in this circle could I get some use out of? Like, is there like some hand lotion, some chapstick? Just something simple that, like, I know I could put to good use. Then I steal that. It flies under the radar. I go home. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with my investment. You know, that's my strategy.
Yeah. I try to get something that no one will steal so that I don't have to have another turn. Because they really do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really do get just very shy at white elephants. Mm-hmm.
And
I don't want to have another turn.
You always have to hear the story about a white elephant someone went to where someone brought, like, a dead fish. I feel like that's like I just always hear about that. Like, oh, one time I was at one and someone brought a goldfish. That's always one I hear about too. Something involving fish is like always a story at every white elephant.
We're running in different circles.
I think it was. Yeah, exactly.
We're all in very different white elephant circles.
Here's one that I think will probably not have a lot of controversy. Going to look at Christmas lights.
There's not going to be much controversy.
I was going to say, Grace hates it.
Well, no, I don't hate it. Are you just specifically referring to the one time that I didn't want to go see the lights at Temple Square?
Yeah, the best Christmas lights in the state of Utah. And
I've never actually seen you have a good attitude about going to look at lights.
I love even in a car. Look at lights. It's like my favorite Christmas activity. I admit I don't usually have a good attitude about doing things, and so that's like, it's hard to get around that. Mm-hmm. But if there's something I'm gonna go do at Christmas, it's gonna be looking at the lights.
Was it just that Temple Square is too crowded and there was too much like standing?
Temple Square, it's just when you live in Utah for a certain amount of time, I don't care if they're the best Christmas lights around. They're the same every year, pretty much. You know, it's like, it's nice. I think I'd already seen them that year. I'd seen them every year for the past 6 years. I just wasn't, I don't know.
You weren't feeling it that year?
I wasn't feeling it. Mm-hmm. It was super crowded. It was freezing.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with Grace a little bit. It's always been a point of shame for me. I like the Christmas lights at Temple Square, but yeah, it's just like
they're too polished.
I've seen them as many times as I need to. They're Yeah, and I can see them from driving by. They're lovely.
See them from driving by? Like, as you're, like, literally driving by Temple Square, and you're just like, oh, there's some lights.
It's, like, too much of a spectacle that, like, I'm overstimulated. I'm overwhelmed.
I like to go and judge people. I just want to go to
someone's house. And
judge people at the temple?
Yeah.
Wow.
In the temple.
Outside.
Yeah, I like to judge people outside the temple.
There's good people watching because you're going to get every bus of college kids from BYU, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you're going to get lovers, you know.
A lot of people proposing.
So many lovers.
Whether it's real or fake.
You will see a proposal. Oh, yeah. Are there fake ones?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. I didn't know
I bet people are just like, I'm going to pretend to propose and then
totally. One of
you.
Them wants to be dating the other one. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a funny joke, but it's actually like gross. Yeah.
Or they're already married and they just have nothing better to do.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Better to do. I guess I never really considered that, but I, you know, my official stance is I love the lights of Temple Square. We went every year, never failed. But I know what you mean. It is a big to do. I have to disagree with you. You've seen him once. You've seen him a million times.
Yeah.
You can say that about any Christmas. You can say about any Christmas outing.
No.
Like,
no. Well, no, because the thing is, they're just, okay, I just think it overwhelms me a little bit.
And yeah.
I just want to go see people's humble abodes.
Yes.
And see how, like, each house is uniquely
house ones,
decorated.
I can respect that. Yeah.
House ones are great. And, like I said, I would rather go to the Riverwoods, which that, is a mall in Provo.
I don't know if I agree with.
Hey, that's where I got engaged. So don't be rude.
Oh, is it really? Are you got engaged
no,
there?
No, I'm not being rude.
Yeah, we got engaged at their tree lighting.
I forgot
ceremony,
and I didn't know.
And
that.
There were fireworks.
They
and
have
a
good
choir
lights there,
singing and great lights. So
that's very cute.
They do have great lights, but I don't understand Grace's reasoning.
No, the Riverwoods. I feel like I went to a lot of ward parties where you would just walk around the Riverwoods. There's something more.
That's so true.
More spread out there. Like you can breathe. You can actually enjoy your life.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk to somebody and hear them. We got off track of Christmas lights and debated Christmas lights, the lights at Temple Square.
That's true.
Yeah.
No.
But in general,
love it.
The Temple Square, it's fine. It's like you definitely want to see it once.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay, our last one. Eggnog.
Lose.
Eggnog is the mayonnaise of Christmas beverages.
I agree.
That is, and that's why I love it.
Gross. It's so thick.
I love eggnog.
Thick and cold. That's the problem to me is like a warm creamy beverage is good, but a cold gelatinous beverage with confusing flavors, I just...
You couldn't be more wrong.
I don't know. I just never liked it.
Is it gelatinous? I feel like it's just
not gelatinous.
It's viscous.
It's just a thick...
Well, so is chocolate milk.
Viscous.
I don't like chocolate milk that has all the fillers and stuff in it. Mm-hmm. I just like 1% milk with Hershey's syrup in it. That's the kind of chocolate milk we were raised on, and that's what I like.
I am so neutral on eggnog, which I guess would sort of be a lose it, because if it went away, nothing in my life would change at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind it. I think it tastes good. I just don't. I would definitely thin it down with milk if I were to like have my druthers.
The main memory I have of eggnog is Dad buying it. Like, he would be sent to the store for something, and he would come home with eggnog.
Always come home with eggnog.
So like, from November through the end of December, he would come home with eggnog, and Mom would be like, oh, gross, and stuff. And, like, Mom never liked it.
I think he was, like, the only one drinking it, probably.
Yeah.
Besides maybe Tess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love eggnog. I think that what made me love eggnog was the cartoon Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah, it does.
Because I loved that movie. And then I loved the song because of the movie. And in the song, there's something about, like, must have had must She'd have been something
too much eggnog.
She'd been drinking too much eggnog. And as a child, I was just like, what magical properties does eggnog have that made her get run over by a reindeer? And it was such a mystery to me. But yeah, I love it. I keep telling myself that I can't get it at Walmart because it's already on display and I'm waiting till after Thanksgiving. But
I'm the same way with like the Christmas treats and like things like that. I feel the same way. I'm like, I can't buy these until after Thanksgiving or I won't appreciate them. You know, like I only can have them for a month out of the year. But the problem is everything's out so early that by the time I want to start buying Christmas stuff, it's sold out. Like even food items, you know? So it's like, I hate that. I hate the sense of like urgency that is created by, you know, I don't know, big pharma, I guess, is the only person to blame.
Capitalism.
Okay, so I feel like a discussion of Christmas oddities would not be complete without Christmas music and Christmas movies. Now, we did actually do a whole episode on Christmas songs last year, and it was a really fun episode. So we decided to kind of just like not touch on them this year because we covered that topic very fully last year. So go back and listen to that if you haven't already. And then Christmas movies we are actually saving for next week, which will be our last episode of 2022 until we start again in January. So what we've decided to do in talking, we realized there were a few like classic Christmas movies that each of us has not seen. And so we're each choosing a classic Christmas film that, you know, has escaped our movie repertoire. And we're going to watch it and do like a little review next week. So we'll all be reviewing a different Christmas movie next week. So tune into that. And we hope that you guys all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And thanks so much again for listening. And let's finish up with weekly wins.
I will say that I have a win that I think everyone's going to make fun of me for. But maybe you won't. I can't really predict how everyone's going to react. These bendy straws.
I've been eyeing that straw.
Yeah. Well, oh, good. I noticed you put it on like, our gift guide and I was like, what's this? And you were like, Tess's favorite. And I was like, I've never heard about this. So I'm really excited about it.
I've never mentioned it before, but I love them so much. It's just, okay, I went this week, I went into the hospital, not for anything like scary, but just to get like a couple of tests done. And the nurse kept bringing me, it was so luxurious because the nurse kept bringing me like a mug of, you know, like those amusement park mugs, like that you get with the bendy straw. And they had those and she gave me one and she kept bringing me ice water in it. And it was like the best experience of my life. And Luke was like, do you think you get to take that home? Do you think you get to take that home? And I was like, why would I want this like random mug from our hospital? But I did get to take it home. And then I was like, I couldn't stop drinking out of it. And I was like, I need to get these straws, but in a longer version for my Stanley. And so I found some and it's just a game changer. And I highly recommend. They're not as cute as the Stanley straws, like the classic, but I don't think, you know, anyone's gonna.
Especially for a bedside table. Or I sometimes, when I'm stopped, not when I'm driving, but if I'm in the front of the car and I'm trying to like hand my Stanley back for a kid to drink out of, it's very inconvenient with the rigid straw. So I can see those hospital mugs, Tess. It's crazy to look back on. Why are you laughing?
You used to exclusively drink
mugs. I was going to say, those used to be when I had Ella. I feel like they were totally like anyone who'd had a baby or a hospital stay for like less exciting reasons would like wear those as a badge of honor. And like, yeah, I had those all around my house. I always kept them every time I went in the hospital. And now it's funny looking back because I'm like, those were like the original Stanley mug, basically. Like, mm-hmm. it was the same concept, like a handled big mug with a straw.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than a bendy straw.
Yeah. I'm glad you got one.
I'm going to be honest. I really thought my weekly win was going to be that I got Taylor Swift.
Oh, no. And why don't you just talk about it? This would be a good place to talk about it.
Yeah. Let me get my feelings out. So, the Taylor Swift situation has been a disaster. Everybody knows. They had a pre-sale thing where, like, if you registered in advance, then, like, they picked random people that could get tickets early. I didn't get selected. I took it really badly. I texted Grace, like, asking her if she got selected, and she said no, and I was just, like, so distraught. And she's like, oh, but I have a Capital One card. Can we get tickets with that? And I was like, why did you not tell me this sooner? Like, yeah. Why am I just now hearing about this? I had already cried multiple times because I had already had like such a bad day, and then I didn't get selected, and
I felt
then
so
Grace
bad.
Is just casually like, oh yeah, I have a Capital One card. So I was like,
no, Grace. I didn't. It was so confusing. The rules.
It was, yeah, I didn't even try.
It was
try.
Like, it was
yeah,
like Capital
them.
One pre-sale. You have to sign up and be selected. I didn't realize that the Capital One card meant you didn't have to. But anyway, we didn't get tickets. So
yeah, we didn't get tickets because it was a huge disaster. The Capital One tickets all sold out. And so I have been through like multiple like pre-sale stresses and still, I have no tickets. And so now I have to try to get tickets on Friday with all the scalpers and the other sad people who didn't get tickets. And
what's Friday? Is it like leftovers day or like?
Yeah, it's just general sale.
Just
public.
General sale. Mm.
So yeah, I've lost hope. I told Grace that this might be my villain origin story. Mm. And mm-hmm. this might be what finally turns me against Taylor Swift, even though I have stood by her through thick and thin.
You stood by her during Reputation.
Mm-hmm. During Reputation, through the Kanye and Kim fiasco, I always believed, I was like, I just know deep down that Taylor Swift did nothing wrong. And then years later, sure enough, we find out she did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, is this
going to
be...
She's done something wrong to us.
Yeah, is this going to be what... turns me against her. I don't know.
I've enjoyed watching the drama. You don't mean that. I mean, it might be. I was talking to Dave about this and I was like, I think I've finally accepted that I like Taylor Swift, but I'm just not a Swiftie. Like, and I think I've wanted to force myself to be all these years. Hmm. I like her, but
I think I take it back. I'm not turning against Taylor Swift because when you said that, I got like really mad.
Yeah. So. Oh, no. I think who you're against are the people like me who are not really like diehard fans, but decided, I'll throw my hat in the ring and like managed to get tickets. And then you're kind of like, oh, you got a ticket? Yeah. You know, that's who you're mad at. Channel
it's
your
like,
anger.
Suddenly there's this hype and it's like, it's going to be hard to get tickets. And so... people who wouldn't have wanted them if they weren't hard to get are getting tickets.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know, because even I was like, I am not a concert person. This is something I realized a few years ago and I've stuck by it. I don't enjoy concerts. And so I've always been like, I could never go. I could never see Taylor Swift, even though I love her. But I could never see her and I'd be fine. But the hype made me sign up for pre-sale for like the, because I was just like, well, what if the urge hits me and then I can't get a ticket? And we ended up deciding not to go for it. But
wait, but did we get selected
for Kansas City. I think that
oh no,
not for where you were.
Were you scared or were you, so or sorry. You would have taken Kansas City.
I just should have. I like have so many regrets. I should have told everyone to like sign up for pre-sale.
You did tell us to sign. You did, didn't you?
Well, I did. I said if you wanted to go.
I just never got around to it. I'm sorry.
We should have foreseen.
It's, yeah.
Poor Annie.
I'm in a dark place and I'm going to be in a dark place. I'm just dreading like everyone going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy. Looking at everyone's pictures. I'm happy for everyone who got their tickets, which is pretty much everyone but me. But also, I don't want to see everyone going to the mm-hmm. concert if I don't get to go.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, Anne.
It's okay.
Well, I don't really have anything that exciting from this week. It's been a good week. I guess my wins are always like Aldi. Something I bought on Facebook Marketplace or like a recipe. That's like pretty much what I have. But yeah, my weekly win was Grace came and helped me buy a little dresser yesterday. That was nice. Remember Grace? You're not, yes, you're not reacting.
I do remember yesterday.
in the text thread. Well, the text, because, okay, so I was buying this dresser. And it was another situation, I think I said last time with the desk, where I didn't bring help. And the lady was like, did you bring help? And I was like, oh, no, I didn't. But I was like, okay, I better like ask her if she can help me load it into the car. And she couldn't because she just had surgery. So I was like, Grace, will you meet me at this house to help me just put this dresser in my car? So literally, Grace is an angel. She met me there for like 30 seconds of just loading this dresser in the car. And like, I felt like I didn't even really speak to you, Grace, because I was like.
No, it was all weird and rushed and dark
I'm very rushed with a Facebook Marketplace transaction. I do not want to chit chat. I want to get out of there as soon as I possibly can. And I'm the type that like, if I'm going, I am buying it whether or not I even want it. Once I get there, because I'm too embarrassed to be like, I'm not going to be like inspecting it. You know, I'm just like, here's the cash. Like I'm like shoving cash at them as I'm like getting out of the car. I'm like, here's your money. It was kind of, sorry, I was so rushed. Did I have a rushed vibe?
Not too bad. It was weird.
It was spooky. You
know the garages are a lot of times like behind the houses.
Yeah.
Here? So she had Claire pull back into like the back driveway behind the house.
Mm.
And so it wasn't like we could just stand, like we were in her backyard. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like we could just stand and chat after she went outside.
Yeah, it was a little spooky. I had Ella with me and as we're pulling back, she's like, Mom, do you know this person? And I was like, no, this is a really bad idea. Like I was very confident that this woman was just a nice lady, older lady who likes to refinish furniture just because of, I always investigate their Facebook profile. Like I'm very good at what I do. I don't mean to brag. Just kidding. But yeah, Grace was so kind. And yeah, I have a little dresser. It was handmade by an Ohio man. And that's all. I don't really know how to wrap it up. I'm just.
My win is that I have started decorating for Christmas. And yes, we are, as we're recording this is a week before Thanksgiving. But,
wow, Grace.
Good for you.
The reason I'm doing it so early is because I'm going to Peru to visit our parents.
Oh, yeah.
December, for like the first week and a half of December. And so I knew what was going to happen was after Thanksgiving, I was going to drag my feet, probably not get it all decorated before I left, come home, it would be like December 15th, mm-hmm. and then I would just not do it.
You'd say, what's the point? Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Way to think ahead. Like,
I'm just gonna do it. And I just don't care about before Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving. If there's one love it or lose it for Christmas for me, it's people who have strong opinions on before or after Thanksgiving mm-hmm. for Christmas stuff.
Yeah, do what works mm-hmm. for you. If do you like it. You. Great. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our show and visit our website, hopculturepod.com. We'll also be popping up on Instagram throughout the week, so follow Hop Culture Pod for more fun. See you next week.